Yeah, and of course I haven't got enough time behind any of the rigs to to even have a seriously qualified opinion, but I'm fond of the ICOM, the later model ICOMs. I'm fond of their menu system and their layout and stuff like that. And the 7760 is like, like take all the ICOMs I'm familiar with right now and make it, even better, and and add a sub display with some really useful information and this, that, or the other. And it's the same thing. It's basically the same. It's very much going to be like your 7700, right? And as far as look, feel, and menus and things like that. And it's and if you like that UI, then you'll like it. I'm guessing that Yaesu's current, UI is very, very good as well. I just have zero time behind the wheel on one. I kind of like had an aversion to Yaesu's for a number of years, and I understand that everything. I did ICOM as well, but you could almost put me in the ICOM fanboy camp. And I've always been a big Kenwood fan, but they're resting on their laurels. They haven't introduced anything in so long. It's like, are they even going to stay in the business? Rumor has it they teased a new dual bander, FM dual bander, VHF UHF or something. They teased that at Tokyo. That's all you got? I mean, you've been 10 years out of the innovation, realm. I think their last rig is, not long in the tooth, and not saying it's not a good rig, but it's 10 years old. Their flagship, and or the newest radio they've introduced. So I don't know what is going on with it. Do they just feel that they're that good that they don't need to update and just get into it, or they got some secret they're working on behind the scenes, or are they just going to get out of it? I mean, because we're getting to a point now where, especially with some of these rigs coming out by some of these other manufacturers, you only have the true believers buying Kenwood new anymore.